prisoners of war to Armenia long ago. Azerbaijan has launched a number of litigations against Armenia, and they will bring the perpetrators of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide against Azerbaijani population to justice. Some of them will stand before the court very soon and will share with the Council the results of administration of justice of terrorists and separatists whose hands are in blood of the Azerbaijani population. The false allegations here on the so-called ethnic cleansing had been refuted by the findings of the UN Interagency Mission, which three times visited Karabakh region. The statements by the UNHCR office in Armenia, the local ICRC office reports, and a number of independent mass media resources. They registered that there were no recorded or reported incidents of any mistreatment or of violence against civilians by Azerbaijanis. Armenian residents of Karabakh were allowed to live quite freely. Nobody shared the instances of being harassed. It was a voluntary departure due to the climate of hatred and discrimination against Azerbaijan nurtured by the Armenian occupational regime for the last 30 years in Karabakh. We once again call on the delegation of Armenia to respect the freedom of choice by the Armenians of Karabakh and stop misinterpreting their legitimate rights, including the right to freedom of movement. In blatant violation of the Charter of the United Nations, Armenia had committed military aggression against Azerbaijan and for more than 30 years kept a significant part of internationally recognized territories of Azerbaijan under occupation. During occupation of our territories, acts of ethnic cleansing, war crimes, crimes against humanity, including act of genocide, were committed against Azerbaijani civilians by the Armenian military formations and its puppet separatist regime. The fate of close 4,000 missing Azerbaijani citizens still remains unknown due to the failure of Armenia to provide information on their whereabouts and location of mass graves. Armenia had conducted ethnic cleansing against Azerbaijani population not only in the formerly occupied territories of Azerbaijan but also in Armenia itself. Armenia forcibly expelled more than 300,000 Azerbaijanis from their ancestral lands. All Azerbaijani settlements and toponyms in Armenia were renamed, and our historical and cultural heritage were deliberately targeted, vandalized, and destroyed. With the restoration of sovereignty and territorial integrity of Azerbaijan, there is now a unique opportunity to establish peace and development throughout the region. We call on Armenia to genuinely commit to peace and normalization of bilateral relations with Azerbaijan. Armenia must once and for all abandon territorial claims to Azerbaijan and address the human rights of Azerbaijani population forcibly expelled from their ancestral lands in Armenia. Thank you.
It was the last intervention under this agenda item 8. And we will now just take a short break of 2 minutes before moving.